Well, I'm excited on a lot of different levels because I'm excited first off that Ron's still the talk of the town, that his body of work is still being remembered, and I'm excited because this is a big award for WBAL as well. It was thanks to the management at WBAL that Ron was able to achieve his highest calling. He was there for, what, 27 years. He was at home in his universe there, happiest always when he was behind the microphone. John, as you know, Ron loved his audience. We affectionately call them our radio family. And I just want to take a moment to thank each and every one of them who has reached out to me since Ron died. I still get notes and cards and letters and emails, and hardly a day goes by, John, that someone doesn't say to me, "I sure do miss Ron," or "WWRT, what would Ron think about this?"
And
So
that family has gotten closer.
That's just the dog and the cat. That doesn't count the humans. No, really, it's quite remarkable. Regardless of where I am, it always comes up. It's astounding. And in typical Ron fashion, if he were here and I would have told him about this award, the first thing he would have said to me is, "Well, do we have to go get it?" We would have had a big laugh over that. The answer would have been yes, and he would have been honored. Also, interesting, John, that this news comes out on the day that first day of the Masters, one of Ron's favorite times of the year, just following the Final Four, following up with that. So it's a good thing. It's a sign for me that he is as respected as we knew he was, that his body of work is priceless, that he was peerless, provocative, and you know, John, sometimes he could be a little provoking.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
I don't know if you ever noticed that, but there were times when he could be tough.
You think?
But Ron's recent, the last comments Ron made about gun control in late 2011 were as pertinent in 2011 as they were, and just last week when the House was working on its final vote, I shot those words off to the Washington Times, and they did print them, and it was as though everything he had said was exactly as he had predicted it. So maybe, John, not only was he entertaining and smart, but maybe a bit of a prophet.
The Ron Smith crystal ball. June, while we have you, tell us the latest with Team Reason. How much money has been raised for pancreatic cancer research at Hopkins?
Well, thank you for asking about that, John. I'm honored to say that we ended our first year of fundraising with $250,000 for the Ron Smith Pancreatic Cancer Research Fund at Hopkins. But there's much, much, much more work to be done. And the Charles C. Bauer Foundation has offered us a $100,000 challenge match that ends October 31st. And they will match dollar for dollar up to $100,000, which could put us close to $400,000. We're working very hard toward that. If anyone would like to remember Ron or honor Ron, they can make a donation. You can go on the www.friendsofronsmith.com tribute website. You can donate from there. Team Reason has a golf tournament coming up. They'll also be doing a bull roast in the fall. And I'll be attending a luncheon, a spring luncheon on Friday, May 3rd at Hopkins, thanks to the president of Hopkins has invited me to hear Bert Vogelstein talk about the research in cancer. And we are really, John, on the cutting edge now in pancreatic cancer research.
Well, I know it's keeping you busy, and we really appreciate
Well,
that
it
as well.
does keep me busy, John. I'm intellectually deprived at times. You know, living with Ron was a 24-hour show. We did occasionally take breaks for traffic, weather, and cocktails for
That's for
dinner,
sure.
but we had a great time. And John, I have to say, I'm very proud of Ron, and I thank God for this award, and for Ron's continuing being honored. And I also thank God for my best friend and my husband, Ron Smith.